I'm glad to see all of you here. Tonight, I'm going to be continuing the study that me and David have been doing in the book of Psalms. But I will be doing tonight's study on my own, jumping ahead to Psalms chapter 100. Now, the chapter setting for Psalms 100. We don't have a known author for the psalm, but it is stated to be a psalm of praise, and we can clearly see that from the verse text. So let's go ahead and read it. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. It says, "A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation." So like the verse tells us, this is a psalm of praise. We can clearly see that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, I'm going to go ahead and break this down verse by verse and talk about it a little bit. So, Psalms 100, verses 1 and 2. Let's read that again. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. So here it's commanding us to give praise unto the Lord. Let's look at another place that tells us that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice that it says in everything. It doesn't say just to give praise to God when we get together and come to church, when we go to a Bible study, when we have a singing, a get-together of the church. It says in everything. In everything that we do, we should be giving thanks to God. In our daily lives. Not just when we pray, not when we go out and look at everything we have. In everything that we do, give thanks unto God. Psalms 9, verse 11 says, "Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings." Here we're commanded to declare to the people his doings. That is another part of when we praise God. It is a way that we evangelize to people. And when visitors come to church, a lot of times they'll comment on the song service that we had and how that lifted them up. It lifts up our brethren as well. And if we live a godly life the way we should do, and if we live a life that gives praise unto God, people will notice, and we will declare God's doings to the people, like this verse says. Acts 16, verse 25 says, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." Here we see an example of this. You know, Paul and Silas had just been thrown into prison for doing absolutely nothing wrong. And we see the first thing that they did here. They prayed and sang praises to God. I want to ask you a question. If you had just been thrown into prison, would that be the first thing you thought to do, to pray to God and to sing praises to God? You might pray for forgiveness, but would you sing praises to God? And we see also that the prisoners heard them. There. 1 Peter 2, verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We are God's chosen people. Not just us. Everybody has been given an opportunity by God, and that is another thing we should thank him for and praise him for. We are called out and we should praise him for that. So how do we praise God? Psalms 95, verses 1 through 2 says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." Now, I want you to notice that it says a joyful noise. It is something that we should be happy to do, that we have the opportunity to praise our Maker and our Savior. It shouldn't be something that we feel like we have to do Oh, it's Wednesday, I got to go to church again. It's Sunday, I better go to church. This is something that we have an opportunity to do. We have an opportunity to come before His presence when we come together and worship Him, when we give praise to Him. That is an opportunity that we have, that we should be glad that we have. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts." When we come together and we sing these songs, it's not just so we can hear pretty music. That's not why we sing songs. That's not why we have a songbook here with over 1,000 songs in it, so we can come together and listen to some pretty music. You can turn on the radio and hear music if you want to. When we sing songs, it is praise unto God. Even if it's a song that we've heard 1,000 times and we're sick of hearing, we need to sing with all our hearts. Even if you think you can't sing, you know you can't sing. You are to sing with all your heart, because not only does it lift up your brethren, but it is giving praise unto God, which is what we should be focused on when we're singing a song. We should be reading the words and understanding what the song says, not just singing a song again. Psalms 105, verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works." You know, I mentioned before, when we sing, that is a way that we evangelize to visitors. It shows, if we sing in a proper manner, people will see that. They will understand that these people really are giving praise unto God. If we live a godly life, and not that we should go out and do things in front of people just to be seen and say, "Oh, they're a godly person." If we live a life that gives thanks unto God, a godly life in a manner that we should, people will notice. And that's a way that we evangelize. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, I can't evangelize." Evangelizing doesn't just mean you go out and give a Bible study. Living a godly life is one way you can evangelize. And I think all of us can do that. All of us should do that. Exodus 15:21, we see an example of someone giving praise unto God. And it says, "And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea." Here the Israelites had just escaped from Egypt, and they were singing to God for that salvation from rescuing them from the Egyptians. And they're singing praise unto God, thanking him for what he did. Now moving on to verses 3 through 5 of Psalms 100, it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So why should we worship God? That's kind of what these verses are show us, is a couple reasons why. So the first reason why. God is our creator. Psalms 95, verses 1 through 6. It says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Everything around us that you see, that you experience every single day, God placed on this earth. It didn't just show up one day. It was designed and created by God. And without him, without him bringing it into existence, none of this would have existed. Not us, not the pews, not this building, not the dirt outside. Nothing would exist without God. Psalms 148, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Like I said, none of this would exist without God. It didn't just come into existence. I'm sure many of you know at least a little bit of science. If you look at that and the details and how it all works together and blends together, it's not just some mishmash of stuff that, hey, it worked. There is evidence of a design in the smallest things you look at, the atoms that make up these pews, the life cycles that just blend together perfectly. It shows evidence of a design. God created these things. We wouldn't exist without him. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't create everything we have. We have what we do because God created it and God allowed us to have it. Without him, we would have nothing. We would be nothing. And we need to thank him and praise him for that. Ephesians 5:19-20 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we give thanks a lot of the time. You know, many of us, I'm sure, pray before we eat a meal and say, thank you for the food. But this says give thanks always for all things. That doesn't just mean when everything's going right. That means when we're hitting a low point and stuff's not going right. We still need to give thanks to God. It doesn't mean that, you know, hey, I won the lottery, let's give thanks to God. Hey, I might be out of money, let's still give thanks to God. Give thanks always for all things. Not sometimes for this stuff over here. It's always for all things. John 3:16 shows us the other reason why we should, another reason we should thank God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his only Son so that we could have everlasting life, that we should not perish. That is the most important reason we should give praise unto God. Because he gave us an opportunity to have our sins forgiven. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God. It's not because anything we did that God sent his Son to die on the cross. What we did is we messed up. We sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that. It is a gift from God. We should be thankful for that. We should praise him. He didn't have to give it to us. He didn't have to save us. He decided that he would send his Son and give us that gift of eternal life. 1 John 4:9-10 says, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into this world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God sent his Son so that we could live through him. And like it says, not that we loved God, not that we did what God said, not that we earned it, but because God loved us enough to send his Son and give us a chance to be saved. Is that not something to be thankful for? Is that not something that we should praise God for on a daily basis? Always, all the time, in all things, that we might live through him. I want to close with Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Like I said, we haven't earned eternal life. It's not because we did what God said, because we loved God and we did everything right. It's because God loved us. We have earned death. The wages of sin is death. That is what we have earned. All have come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all earned death. That is what we have earned. But God loved us enough to send his son to take our sins on the cross and die with them, and gave us the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, his son. Tonight, if you haven't accepted that gift, we talked about what we've all earned. We have earned death. And if you'd like to fix that and accept that gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, or if you're a Christian and you haven't been living a life that gives praise unto God, we ask that you come and sit on the front pew while we stand and sing.